Our commitment to promoting diversity and inclusion starts with our supplier partnerships.
We're asking you to expand your lens and partner with us to create opportunities for our diverse suppliers.
And ensuring that everyone has an opportunity to succeed regardless of size or background.
Which is why we must be intentional. Be intentional about bringing diversity, equity, and inclusion into our goals and to our day-to-day opportunities.
We invite you to join us in creating a more inclusive environment, a more inclusive culture.
Welcome to Compass Group's Diversity Matters. This series is intended to give us all the opportunity to connect through conversation with the incredible women and minority business owners who create many of the products we use and serve every day. Whether you're a chef, a manager, a client, or a customer, each one of us can actively support the growth and success of our diverse suppliers. In their voice, in their words, we invite you to be part of their story. Hi, this is Compass Group's Laura Moore, welcoming you to the next episode of Diversity Matters, Driving Equity Through Conversation. Joining us today is Tracy Tisdale Richardson, CEO and co-founder of Lilies of Charleston, a diverse supplier with so many great stories to share, from how the company got started, the history behind their incredible product names, and the legacy that they want to pass on to the next generation in their family. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us today.
So happy to be here.
Good. We're so happy to have you. So let's start. What inspired you and your sister to start this Black-owned, women-owned Lilies of Charleston?
So that's a really good story to tell because it involves my dad, Hank Tisdale. So my sister Kelly and I were working in my dad's restaurant he had in the mid-80s called the Rib Shack in downtown Charleston. And he customers would always come in and he would, you know, graciously offer them to, you know, have some extra sauce. They, you know, want to take some home with their takeout or some of their food. And so he'd always go in the back and look, dig up a mason jar and fill it up with some sauce and give it to the customers. And my sister and I were always like, wow, that's money walking out the door. We should be bottling this. So when the restaurant closed, my sister and I, like shortly after we graduated college, we went to my dad and said, you know, we think we want to start a business. We'd like to be entrepreneurs and follow in your footsteps. And so we gathered up his recipes, and my husband, who's a scientist, helped us figure out how to scale it up. And we started the company Lilies of Charleston.
Oh, what a beautiful story. So it truly, truly is a family-owned operation. I love that. And we definitely want to dig in a little bit more into your sauces. But first, Hank, can we talk to you a little bit about Aunt Lily? Will you tell us a little bit more about your relationship with her, what you learned from her, and her mantra? Because that's something that's really, I know it sticks with you all, but it's also as customers, it stands out to as inspiration to all of us.
If you knew her, you never felt unwanted, unloved, or you never left her house hungry. And then the girls, when they started the business, that was their entree into the business. But Lily was a very good cook. I used to spend most of my summers with her in Philadelphia because she never had any children of her own. She's my mother's sister. So after high school, I would go and visit her, and she was a very good cook. So she and I used to cook all the time together, and I'd be watching her, and I just grew up, I guess, the passion about cooking, and I guess that's where it came from. But a lot of people, when they came to our house, some folks serve coffee, some people serve wine, some people serve tea. She always served or offered food. That was her thing.
So she taught you a lot, but more than just your passion for cooking, but also how to your love language, right? And that's food. So I really think that mantra, may you never feel unwanted, unloved, or hungry. I mean, that is a beautiful definition of hospitality. Now, part of what makes Lilies of Charleston so unique is the flavor, right, of their award-winning family recipes. And we were just talking to our friend Lindsay. She says she can drink them by the bottle. That's how good they are. But it's also how your heritage has influenced your work, including some of the names teams that we're in love with. So, Tracy, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, sir. So, the Gullah Geechee culture is what was part of the African American diaspora that came from the enslaved Africans from both Africa and the Caribbean. And so they preserved their culture and became known as Gullah Geechee people from the border of North Carolina down to Florida along the coast. They preserved their language, they preserved their foodways, and that's how we developed, and we wanted to make sure we paid tribute to that, but also educated people about that unique, iconic part of African-American culture as South Carolina, because South Carolina is known for its mustard barbecue in this barbecue circuit. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make sure we married that with the names of our products. And so our award-winning hot mustard barbecue sauce we called Hab Mussy, which is Hab Mercy. And then we take a little bit of liberty with the mild mustard barbecue. We call it finger leaking. So that's finger licking. We've got Hissy Fit for our popular hot all-purpose spice. So, you know, yeah, we definitely wanted to have a play on the history, the culture, and the iconic, you know, mustard barbecue part of this this region.
Yeah, what a beautiful tribute and a lot of fun, too. So recognizable. People, those names really stick with people. So it's a
right.
That's a really nice tribute. And we are certainly not the only ones raving about your product. I mean, they are widely distributed on Amazon, right? And I think that started people would visit in Charleston, bring them home. But then now they can order them anywhere on Amazon. They were featured on Oprah Winfrey's online marketplace, which is just huge. And then most recently on the Today Show during Women's History Month. Let's take a listen to a clip.
Lilies of Charleston was founded by Tracy and Kelly. They're two sisters. They were working at their dad's restaurant and they were like, you know what? Let's bottle this amazing hot sauce that everyone loves.
Tracy, how did that feel hearing your products and your family being promoted on the Today Show?
Oh, man, it was a tremendous, tremendous honor, and we were, super excited. I can remember when we found out about it, we had to keep it a little bit of a secret because Amazon had told us that we were going to be on featured on the show during Women's History Month. And so, you know, we had to keep it hush-hush, but, you know, once it was the cat was out of the bag, we, you know, told anybody and everybody, and one of the famous things people would say is like, the Today Show? It was like, you know, people were like, really? The National Today Show? So, oh man, it was tremendous.
Oh, I can only imagine. So, I mean, that is a huge win. Are there any other like, wow, we made it moments that you would like to share?
Yeah, I think, you know, just working with Compass and Foodbuy was a huge partnership boost for our business. And we were very excited to be accepted into your accelerator program, not only for the opportunities it would open up for our business to expand, but just to have that, you know, education and learning experience and understanding, you know, how such a large, you know, food service company works. We had been working with Sysco since, you know, probably 1 or 2 years since we opened our doors in 2001. But we always, you know, were kind of pigeonholed into a regional business. And then having Compass bring us on board to work with their food buy division, because you guys have so many industries that you deal with in terms of healthcare and stadiums and, you know, higher education. I mean, just, you mm-hmm. know, phenomenal different industries that we would have opportunities to work with. Sysco brought us on board nationally, and now we're in all of their warehouses across the country, which is what we've been working towards for the last 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, really been kind of like the greatest, not only aha, but, you know, just a blessing.
National distribution is huge. I mean, that is very significant for your business. We're so happy to celebrate that with you. And this seems like a perfect time to bring Dad back in. So, Hank, how does this make you feel?
Oh, I'm so proud of my girls, really proud. I'm also excited that they've taken control of something that I have always had a passion about to another level, actually. They're also so very dedicated and hardworking, both of them. They work 24/7. I mean, they're always working. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Of course, they're smarter. They're more educated, and they possess a stronger business savvy than I have. They just keep working, and this is great.
Oh.
They're always working, trying to improve the product. They talk about it daily, minute, everything. Everything is Lily's. And I can't get them off of the phone. And matter of fact, I don't even know if they sleep at night.
Who needs sleep when you have something that you're excited about?
Yeah. I'm very blessed to have them in my life. I mean, I'm just excited about it. I can't tell you how much. I've been blessed to have them around.
Oh, that's wonderful. Carrying on your legacy. And Tracy, what are you most proud about as it relates to your partnership with Compass Group?
I think what I'm most proud of is the fact that we've had this opportunity and this door open to us to really showcase how a family-owned company can get to the next level. We're proud of the fact that we have these sauces and that we're working on some expansion products as well that, we can share that we know we love as a family and that we share with friends and family locally, but now we can share with family and friends across the country. And so we're really proud of being able to say, this is a Southern African-American owned, woman-owned company that's rising to the next level.
Mm-hmm. And Foodbuy's Diverse Supplier Accelerator Program, it launched in 2021, and Lilies of Charleston is one of the greatest success stories. It's a new program, but it's just been remarkable to see the impact that it's had on Lilies. So let's take a moment to hear a little bit more about that from Gwyneth Rampton. Now, she's Foodbuy's Vice President of Category Development. Gwyneth, thanks for joining us. Can you give us a brief overview of the program's goal and really how it's impacted minority business owners like Tracy and like Lilies of Charleston?
Thanks so much for having me today. I would love to tell you a little bit more about the Accelerator Program. The short answer is our goal is to help these businesses grow. Grow with Foodbuy Compass, grow in the industry, build networks with distributors. We are looking for ways to build these businesses together. And we customize what that looks like for each supplier based on what they need. Maybe it's a new supplier that is just trying to enter the food service industry for the first time. Maybe it's a supplier who's been in the industry but needs a little bit of help with distribution, or there's still untapped opportunity. All of this takes time and resources and energy and passion, and businesses typically spend resources and time and energy with the biggest suppliers where there might be the most money. And we have made the conscious decision to dedicate more time and resources and energy to these diverse suppliers who may be smaller and may not just in the typical category development activities hit as high on the radar. So we're bringing them higher up on the radar to really support that growth together.
And we heard from Tracy and from Dad about pride, but what makes you most proud or excited about this partnership with Lilies?
I am so proud and excited to see how well it's all working. And the time that we and effort and energy that all of us are putting into this relationship together has really paid off. You heard some of the things we're most proud of are the same as what Tracy is most proud of, the national distribution, the getting products into our stadiums and higher education locations and B&I locations. So it's getting out there. People are talking about it. As we've said, people love it, and it's really starting to all come to fruition, and we can see the results of everyone's efforts over the last 12 plus months that we've been really focused on this together.
And maybe there's more to come, right? So, Tracy, you talked about product extensions. So looking to the future, what is next for Lilies of Charleston?
Well, we're working on a popcorn line. Our spices are really popular, and we needed a way in which to sample it at one of our shows or one of our sampling showcases. And so we put it on popcorn, and people were trying to buy the popcorn. We were like, this is free. You can take it and taste it. This is just a way for us to showcase what our spices taste like. And that kind of was another aha moment for us. And we said, okay, we could put this on popcorn and sell it as an extension and offer it to, you know, more, you know, to Compass and Food by customers to utilize in their corporations or in the stadiums or, you know, in any number of ways.
Yeah.
And so we're now doing popcorn, also looking to expand our sauces into a sugar-free line. Both my parents are diabetic. That's a huge health concern across the industry. And we want to be able to make sure we can offer flavorful but also healthy sauces like we do now in our regular line, because they're low in sugar, low in sodium, but also flavorful.
Leading with flavor, right? I know that's so important to you. That has to be a bit of a challenge. Now, is this where your husband, the scientist, kind of helps come in and get involved?
Yes, definitely, because we're 100% natural. So we want to make sure we stay that course across the board. And that's something that is not currently offered in sugar-free lines. They use a lot of aspartame, which leads to other health concerns. So we want to make sure we stay natural, flavorful, and make sure we don't spike any sugar indexes.
Mm. All right, great. Well, we look forward to both of those. And hopefully you will come back, you and your dad will come back and tell us a little bit more about them once they're ready to taste and put out there.
Yeah, we would be happy to. Sure. Thank you again for inviting us today.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, just to make sure everyone knows, Lilies of Charleston offers the finest, truly authentic Southern sauces and spices that you can use across the board on so many different applications. Because this family knows that food is much more than sustenance. Food is the flavor of life. So you can taste for yourself in your home kitchen by purchasing from Amazon. And then for every chef, client, everyone who's listening, don't forget to feature their products in your Compass Kitchen so our guests can see what the fuss is all about. Tracy, Hank, Gwyneth, thank you all so much for joining us today. And we just can't wait to see the continued growth together.
Our goal is to help build a more equitable and sustainable world while striving to be market leaders. By supporting the diverse business, we also support their communities. Thank you for being part of this important journey.